From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media say Mr. Erdogan made the remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 meeting in China. They say he told them the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during their talks on the sidelines of the summit. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remain uncertain Wednesday after the broad-based opposition group called the High Negotiations Committee presented a blueprint for a political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson called the meeting with the opposition group in London, saying there is still a chance a plan for a political transition in Syria can be made to work.
It is a plan, a vision, and a plan for Syria that is democratic, that is pluralistic, that will take that country forward.
The 25-page plan HNC leaders presented Wednesday is unlikely to be implemented as long as Russia and the United States are unwilling to compromise on their support for the two opposing sides. Diplomatic efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Syria are still hung up on what are described as technical sticking points between American and Russian negotiators. A key sticking point involves the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. diplomats have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they have accused of reversing direction on some key points in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov plan to meet in the coming days to further discuss the proposed Syrian ceasefire. This is VOA News.